Well, you're going to get one after this interview. Matt Hayes.
One day.
1010XL Radio in USA Today. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, fellas?
What's the buzz here at Media Days? You're the, I consider you the insider of insiders. You're
that on the SEC podcast is what's going on, man. Yeah. I love you guys. You kidding me? It's the highlight of my week.
This year? Who's getting fired? Come on.
I will say this. You know what's interesting is DJ Lagway had a larger group around him on the individuals than Arch, than Diego, who, you know, Diego, man.
Yeah.
I think he's had the largest group. It's funny, I walked by and Danny Wirth was back there. I said, nothing like this when you were there, huh? And Danny was everything back then in Florida, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It was. I hate to say this, but it was almost like Tebow-esque.
Is there any concern? I just like to just put it to bed. Is there any concern about his health coming into this season?
I don't know how there couldn't be.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not just the shoulder that kept him from throwing in the spring or the core injury that kept him from doing specific things. It's the hamstring. Once you have a hamstring, you have a hamstring. You know, it's one of those things. I don't know. I guess that's the easiest and safest way to answer that is I don't really know. But I think with him, with a healthy Lagway, I mean, they're dangerous. Without him, they're 5-7, 4-8.
You think it's fair? I've been saying this all off season. Florida and Oklahoma, I think they're unique in where their fans were probably down, but now both those programs have invested so heavily that the fans are bought back in.
Yep.
So again, the expectations, schedule, all this, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear playoff, a lot of them, but or at least contending. If Florida or Oklahoma, if they struggle 6-6, 7-5, I don't think that's going to be good enough.
I don't think it is either. I can tell you there's a very similar two blue blood programs, very proud programs. Florida's been on the down a lot longer. I shouldn't say the down because Dan Mullen had three really good years there. But Florida's felt it, the down, over the last decade a lot more than Oklahoma has. This is all new to Oklahoma. Two of the last 3 years is very new for them. So have they hit their bottom? I don't know. I will tell you this, and I know many people here told me that I'm crazy when I say this. I think Oklahoma's going to win the SEC. I do.
Wow.
I think Mateer's going to play really well, and that defense will be as good as any defense in the league. They're going to shock some people this year. I think Mateer is a lot better than people think he is. He's a very good player, number one. And number two, I think he's going to have that type of impact of it's not just on the field, it's also in the locker room. And I think you're going to see that. I really do, I may be way out there, and you guys in 3 months may say, remember when you said Oklahoma's going to win the SEC, and they finished 6-6? I think they're going to win.
We usually don't do our bold takes till the end.
I was going to say, he got the bye bookie bold take.
I got it in first, huh?
Lock it in.
Voting Oklahoma to win the conference.
Yeah. That's big. Yeah. No, absolutely. Lock that one in.
I'm stunned.
I am.
And I'm usually the one saying stuff like that.
When you have teams rising, you also have teams falling, though. Is there any teams that you're looking at saying, hey, maybe not this year, but next couple of years, you just think the trajectory is going the wrong direction?
I mean, I'm certainly concerned about Georgia only for we don't really know what we have with Gunnar Stockton, right? And Kirby's saying all the right things about him, saying he's going to be a terrific player, and they're excited. And I'm sure he is, but it's different once you get in that arena. And once it's 3rd and 8 and you're on the road in the league and you got to make a play, it's a little different. So I'm very much a guy who I want to see it to believe it. And I know that kind of flies directly in the face of what I just said about Oklahoma and John Mateer. I mean, we've seen it at that level, at the FBS level at Washington State, but certainly not at this level at the SEC. So, I think we got to see it from Gunnar Stockton. I think we got to see it from Arch. I really do. And I know he has the pedigree. I know he has the talent and the ability. We've seen it. We've seen him in the two starts against Louisiana and against Mississippi State. And I don't really hold that Georgia deer in the headlights against him because Quinn Ewers got annihilated in that game too. That whole team got annihilated. So I don't hold that against him. But I do want to see him do it on the road. I do want to see him go into a difficult environment. I want to see him go into the swamp and win that game before we start saying, yeah, Arch Manning is going to lead Texas to a national championship or to the playoff.
Do you think that we fans should have it's hard to have a better grasp because everything's changing and evolving. But I look at, we already mentioned Florida and Oklahoma. I think they're in unique spots where they're kind of like all in. Auburn's another one where I hear they have a top five-ish roster in money spent, but they're not going to spend on recruiting until they get results. I would imagine LSU, I know they're recruiting well, but are they really going to keep giving money if they're falling short of the playoff? It just seems like, are we set up now to where certain teams are going to try to make certain runs? I don't know. I don't know that that's a confusing question, but it seems like every other year last year I think was Missouri and Ole Miss.
Right.
And they missed. Now it's kind of Florida, Oklahoma, and LSU. If LSU doesn't do something big, again, I don't see how there isn't change.
I can tell you this. It's strange how Brian Kelly's walking around saying this is his best team. He feels really good about this. Like, he's all in on this team, man. All in. And I think you can tell he is. And is that part that he's trying to make them confident or give them confidence? I don't know. He's not that type of guy. He's not that type of coach. I think he really thinks he's got a team that can win it. I mean, we'll see. Again, we'll see. To your previous question, I think it's a unique dichotomy we're dealing with right now is, where do you spend the money? You can't pay a guy $30 million to walk away. Why don't you just use the 30 and pay it on players, right? Which is essentially what Florida did last year. Instead of paying Billy Napier $28 million to walk away, and they had the money, the boosters were lined up and ready to pay. They wanted it. Scott Strickland did just a fantastic job in convincing those guys, look, give the money to NIL so we can get players and give him a shot to win with his people, his players, his organically built roster. So then that's the question. The question becomes, if you're Auburn and it doesn't go 10-2 this year, or it doesn't go 9-3, say they go 7-5 or 8-4, do you stick with you? Because, you know eventually he's going to get enough players there. Do you spend the money on it? I haven't heard what you heard. You heard, you said they were holding back money with you? Holding back NIL money.
That's why the recruiting is, they're not paying right now.
That's crazy to do that. That's what they're doing. Crazy. Because you want him to succeed, but you don't want him to build a roster. You don't want him to benefit from all that momentum, because recruiting is momentum based. There's no doubt it is. So that's crazy talk to me. If that's reality, and I'm not checking your source, I'm just saying if it is, that's a bad move by the Auburn people.
But here's their logic: if they win 10 games this year, they'll free up. They'll give them that money before signing day.
Yeah,
so they're basically holding it over his damn head right now.
But you're 5 months into it then at that point. I mean, the majority of the top 100, top 150, even top 200 are already gone. So then what do you do? Then he's trying to, like, flip people, which can be done. No doubt about that.
That's what they're telling all the recruiters.
So that's the goal.
Alabama will not give you this money they're promising you
So hang on a second.
That's what he's
Let me get this straight. So the goal is to not back your coach, hope he wins 10 games, and then throw a blank ton of money at recruits and try and flip them. That's a financially secure decision right there, boy.
That's August
Auburn.
1st.
That sums up Auburn.
That is Auburn right there in a nutshell, isn't it? Totally. And I love the people. There's good people at Auburn, man. Love them. Seriously, there's great people at Auburn. But that's kind of what Auburn has done. That's their history. They don't do things how it should be done. They do things how they think it should be done. And more times than not, it doesn't work out. Sometimes it does. More times than not, it doesn't work out.
I just love it. I always love conversations with you, just because you just never know where they're going to go. They usually involve somebody getting fired, but
Why am I the fired guy? I don't understand that.
I don't know. It's just, but because you hear more than most, and I really do value your opinions. Whenever you say something, I'm like, this is as close to gospel as it's going to get.
I value you guys. Like, I listen to you guys every day when I'm out jogging on the beach. Like I told you guys before we started.
Well, ironic. I listen to you when I'm jogging on the beach.
And I heard Shane talking about Florida, and Shane goes, well, Florida, they just think Shane's fat bastard.
Yeah, it's fat
and I just started dying, man. It's so funny.
Well, I told, I don't know if you heard it yet, and I'm putting it out there, that I think Billy Napier will be the first coach.
You did? I heard you say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I find it comical that I hear these excuses and these reasons and why. It's like, you're the Florida Gators, man. I grew up Tennessee Vol fan, and we feared a lot of times playing the Florida Gators. And so when you're telling me 6.5, Vegas comes out here and says, 6.5 is the, and we're this far into your tenure, I don't give a shit how tough the schedule is. At some point, we got to take that hard look at ourselves and say, are we changing the standards, or are we lowering them? And I feel like that's kind of where Florida Gators at. So it's not that I don't shit on the Florida Gators. I think they should expect or demand more.
Yeah, I think you're going all the way back to the days of Spurrier when, it always used to be, what about your schedule, coach? And Spurrier would always go, schedule? they got to play us. His response every time was, they got to play us. We don't have to play them. Now it's, you got to play at Texas A&M. You got to play at Ole Miss. Did you ever think there'd be a day in the SEC where Florida was worried about playing at Ole Miss and at Texas A&M?
No.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of where it is right now. But I will say this. If DJ Lagway doesn't hurt his hamstring in that Georgia game, they beat Georgia. And then you've got a completely different – at that point, then you're looking at a team that's probably finishes the season, what, 9-4. Billy Napier gets an extension, and they're on a rocket ship to expectations. They are probably the favorite in the SEC this year.
Well, he thinks Ball's going to be the best running back in the country.
Jaden Ball, that's my breakout player.
He's a good player, man. They got some good players, man. The two Wilson kids at receiver are going to be really – I mean, you've seen Trey Wilson. You know how good he is.
The
freshman's really good. They like the transfer from UCLA. Their offensive line's really solid. You know, they've been beat up and they've been taking their lumps for like majority of his 3 years here. Now they got guys that have been around there for a while. They really think they can score points this year. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I know you also got to stop somebody, and they started getting better in the second half of last season. So we'll see how that develops. So once they, you know, got Chris Farley out of there as their defensive coordinator, everything started to fit in a little bit better.
Let me ask you the three teams we haven't hit on: Missouri, South Carolina, Tennessee. Which one do you think will have the best season?
Wow, I'm a big believer in Josh Heupel. I think he knows quarterbacks, he knows offense, he knows how to score points. That's a lot to ask, though, man. It's a lot to ask to bring a guy in late April. And then all of a sudden you're asking him to win 9 games in a league, you know, 9 games of your schedule, or even 10 games to get you to the playoff. That's a lot. And I know you like your boys. I know you do, man.
Keep going.
It's a lot to ask of Aguilar and Josh, for that matter. I worry a little bit about South Carolina, because when you start to believe in South Carolina, that's when you get chopped right at the knees, man. And perfect example is the bowl game. They had no business losing that game to Illinois, and they did. So I'm a little nervous about South Carolina, though. I love Lenore Sellers. Lenore Sellers got a – I don't know if you guys – did you guys talk to him?
No, but we got Beamer, so he's all in right now.
It's easy to. When you talk to Beamer, it's very easy to get all in, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Lenore Sellers is a dude, man. I mean, a good dude. Like the comparison, obviously, is Cam Newton, because they're similar. He's not as tall as Cam, but they're similar type games. And I told him this. I said, man, it's like I'm talking to Cam Newton 14 years ago. Same kind of demeanor. Cam wasn't always this crazy, outlandish guy. Cam was very reserved at Auburn when he got there. Very reserved, big smile. Remember that big smile, man? And you're always like, yeah, this is cool. This is what a college kid should be like. That's what he's like. Can he lift them to 9 wins, 10 wins? Maybe. He's that good. I would say of those three, I'm not really sold on Missouri either, man. I'm not sold on Bo Perbilla. I love Drink. I love what he's done there. I would say of the three, wow, I'll take South Carolina. I don't like doing that, because I don't like being the guy who's up there with South Carolina, because I know every time I go up there with them, it's whoop, right back down.
Do you think one team we haven't talked about, and probably
Vanderbilt?
Are they a one-hit wonder? Are they a one-hit wonder? Because I will say, you talked about groupings around quarterback.
He was big, too.
Pavia had a showing there. Was last year a fluke, or are we going to have some more success this season?
So I hate to say this, because it kind of minimizes Vanderbilt, but, man, I would love to see Clark Lee coach at, like, a mega power four school, like a big-time SEC. I'd love to see him coach at Florida. I'm not running off Billy Napier. I'm just saying I would love to see him coach at an Auburn or a Florida. I don't know if he'd fit at Auburn. He'd probably fit at Florida. But, I mean, like at a school that has the resources, that has the money, that will do everything it can to get players, to get elite players, both high school recruiting and the portal, and that he can get in school, and that, you know, he doesn't have these inherent obstacles. Because I don't know if you guys ever heard him talk, man. He is, wow, he will blow you away. He is the real deal. And I can see him going into living rooms talking to parents, and they'll just eat that up, man. Eat it up. But long story short to your question is, I don't know. I mean, can they win 6 again? Probably, and get the ball eligible. I don't think you're going to see them beat Bama again. I don't think you're going to see them scare the hell out of Texas again. But, yeah, I could see them winning 6, maybe 7. Why not? I mean, why not at this point?
You just made me think of something. We always talk about, you know, which coach is going to get fired. Which coach would surprise you the least if by the end of the season left his school for another job. So not getting fired, but
left the SEC.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, NFL.
Maybe wow. maybe for the SEC. Maybe for
you
an
mean
opening.
Like maybe Kiffin to wherever. Right.
Or Heupel to Oklahoma.
I don't know that Lane's ever going to leave. I think Lane might even be happy right where he is right now. He's got his family there. A lot of his family's there now. He's definitely raised expectations, man. I'll tell you this. If they win 8 games, he's done a hell of a job coaching. If they win more than that, it's remarkable. I mean, I like Austin Simmons. I think Austin Simmons is going to be a breakout player this year. But I don't think he's got enough around Austin Simmons to make them that 10-win type team that's pushing for the playoff.
I don't dispute anything you just said, but will he ever again have a top 3 defense in the conference and a first-round quarterback?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
And he didn't make the playoff.
Maybe not.
I don't know that he ever.
I mean, to your point, can he get again? That type of personnel is what you're saying. Can he get that there to Ole Miss again? Yeah, I don't know. And you have it's a great point. I don't know. But I don't know. What job would he leave for? Right? I mean, he's not. I don't think he's going to leave for Auburn. He had the chance to go to Auburn before. Would he leave for Florida? Yeah, I think he would. Yeah, I do. But I don't know about anything else. I mean, he's not going to go. I don't think he's going to go to Alabama. And Alabama's not going to be open anyway. Not going to pay him $60 million to walk away. So, yeah, I mean, who in the conference leaves for another job? Josh to Oklahoma? I mean, if Oklahoma bottoms out,
easy.
I know you didn't want to hear that. But I mean, if you're Josh, why would you do that? Like what? There's, and this yeah, is this think... is what I always say about coaches too. Is coaches don't want to go to where the expectations are here. They want to go to where the expectations are here, and then build back up to here. You know what I mean? Like if he leaves Tennessee to go to Oklahoma, now I'm running off Brent Venables either. I like Brent. And I think Oklahoma's going to win the SEC. But if something crazy happens and they go 5-7, he's going to have problems. And then if you're Josh, do you do that? Like, I don't know that you do that. And he's got it good right now, too.
I don't know if you ever heard this, but I heard years ago, Drink had his eye on the Auburn job. I think this was maybe after Harsin year one or I can't really, or maybe after Mel's on. But even a place like Missouri, where that's in the past maybe a stepping stone, the way they commit to money and players, just what you said. I mean, Missouri fans are pretty rabid, too. I think they're very underrated.
I forgot about Drink. I forgot about Drink. Drink, again, I'm not running Billy Napier off. He'd go to Florida. I think Drink could go to Florida.
Right. But would he? Would he jump into a hotbed like that? I mean, yeah, I think most of these coaches.
Yeah, because they all have egos. All these guys have egos. They all think they can win anywhere.
I can fix it.
Yeah, I can fix it. Yeah. It's like quarterbacks. I can fix him. They all think they can fix quarterbacks. And that's how do you not have that ego, that sense of I can do it if you're a coach? If you don't, what are you then? Right?
Last question I've got for you is on the same line. Is there some names out there that you think could be SEC coaches at one point? You know, because
Fran Brown. I mean, oh my God, he's. I don't know if you guys have ever talked to him. If you could get him on your show, wow. I mean, wow. He will blow you away. Blow you away. First time I saw him as a head coach at Syracuse, it was 2 years ago in the spring meetings in Amelia Island. He walked in the spring meetings. He's got a pair of jeans on, got a hoodie on, got a backpack. Just looked like a player. Okay? He's young. Looked like a player. Just hanging out. And you sit down with him, you talk to him. Oh, my God. I mean, he said something. We were there this year, too, at Amelia Island. And he said something this year that was, like, stunning to me. We said, you know, we were like, hey, 8-4, you had a great year. And he said, great year? Why would that be a great year? We lost 4 games. And then he said, you know, I had someone asking me earlier about, you know, what would be good for you? What would be a good season for you? 7-5, 8-4? And he goes, why would I start a season telling our kids it's okay to lose 5 games? That it's okay if we lose 4 games? He said, no, the only thing that's going to be good for us is a 0 in the loss column. That's, I mean, that dude, and he, you know, anyway, that says I'm not paying a wide receiver $2 million a year, he can go somewhere else. That's the kind of dude you like, man. Now, would he say that if he was the coach at Georgia? Probably not. But still, I mean, he'll blow you away. If you guys should talk to him, actually. You should get him on the show. You would be blown away by him.
All right, final thing for you, Matt. Really appreciate your time.
By the way, he might be the next Kentucky coach. And I'm not running off Mark Stoops, but if you're going to ask me who's going to get fired this year, I would think Mark's definitely.
Said, why am I the guy that's fired?
Mark's definitely. I think Mark's got a little problem. I think, you know, Sam had one last year, probably have one this year. Sam doesn't care, man. Sam just wants to win ball games. If he wins, great. If he doesn't, he tried.
The coach that I got on the hottest of hot seats, we're split on it. I'm out on him. He's high on him. What's your expectations for Auburn this year, Hugh Freeze?
I'm not a Jackson Arnold guy, man. I'm just not. I saw him last year. And I know people say it's because the OC there. I mean, he didn't fit with the OC, and it just didn't work well, and it kind of steamrolled. And then once that happened and Hawkins got in there, that crushed his confidence. And I don't know. You're going to need to win that schedule they have to get where they need to get. He's going to have to play really well. And I'm going to be one of those I'm going to believe when I see you guys with him.
Yeah. All right, Matt, before you go, tell our audience how to follow you, how to listen to the show, and how to read your stuff.
You can read my stuff at USA Today. You can listen to the show. We're on 12 to 2 every day, daily. XL Primetime on 1010 XL Jacksonville. Yeah, listen and follow, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, fellas, appreciate it.
We'll get your photo here.